My topic is rule of sexual transmission of HIV among young non-injection and injection opioid users, a respondent-driven sampling study. I'm quite clean. I have no relationship to disclose. Let me give you some background information about HIV/AIDS epidemic among drug users in China. Historically, injection drug use was a major HIV transmission mode in China. However, in recent years, heterosexual contact have become the leading mode in newly diagnosed HIV infections. That is, the epidemic of HIV has been changed from drug use to sexual transmission. Non-injecting drug use or non-IDU or high-risk sexual behavior associated with non-IDU may be an important fact contributing to a new phase of HIV among drug users. Although drug use-related risk for HIV infection has been well documented in China, little is known about sexual transmission of HIV among young drug users, especially among non-IDUs. Therefore, we conduct a study to investigate and compare the potential role of sexual transmission of HIV infection among IDUs and non-IDUs. This study was done in 2009, and respondent-driven sampling, RDS, was used to recruit for 26 young drug users in a small counties in Yunnan province. Yunnan province is located in the triangle areas. There are a lot of drug users. Actually, drug use is culturally accepted in that area. Based on the results of qualitative studies and with assistance from the outreach volunteers, we select 14 seats who were divorced in age, drug use mode, and resided in the two counties. So the selection of seats was based upon the results from a qualitative study. The eligibility criteria for selection of drug use, including those who were between 18 to 35 years old and resided in each of the two counties and used heroin or opiates at least once a week in the past 30 days prior to the interview. We define drug use mode in this way. The participants who snorted or smoked opium drugs and reported that they had never injected heroin were defined as non-injection drug users. Those who had ever injected drugs, mainly heroin, were defined as injection drug users. So we use the definition to define these two groups. Now here's the results. Of the 14 seats, 12 seats recruited other drug users, and 2 seats died. Do not recruit any participants. The average number of recruitment wave was 6. 2 seats, 1 male and 1 female, are super seats. They produce a recruitment chain larger than 10 waves and recruiting more than half of the subjects. So we have 2 super seats in this study. Then we evaluate the quality of RDS by 2 indexes. The first one is the recruitment wave. The RDS sample reached the status of equilibrium at the recruitment of 4 12 drug users. So at that time, when we recruit 4 12 drug users, the sample is stabilized, meaning, for example, the percentage of males will not change it no matter how many additional samples you recruited. Right? We use RDS set, the special program for RDS study, to estimate the largest number of recruitment waves at which equilibrium would be reached, and the theoretically estimated wave would be 6. Our actual wave was 14, larger than the theoretical estimated waves. Therefore, satisfying the equilibrium requirement. Then we use another index, which is called tolerance index. Out of the 16 tolerance index, 14 had a value of 0.01 or less, and 2 had a value of 0.03, indicating that the bias introduced by the non-random selection of seeds were gradually reduced, and the final ideal sample composition converted to stabilized. In this study, we use RDS specific statistical approach to estimate the RDS adjusted proportion of non-ideals. The proportion was 51% among drug users. The RDS adjusted proportion of ideal was 49, including 19 subjects who initially inject heroines without prior non-ideals, meaning that they, as their first drug use, they inject heroines and keep that mode till the interview time. 194 switched to ideal from non-ideal, meaning 194 subjects use drug. When they use drug, they smoke open. Later on, they switch to injection, and 45 were reported that they had injected but then switched to non-ideal, meaning 45 subjects initially inject heroin, but later on they switched to non-ideal. The proportion of needle sharing was low among ideals. Now, here I give you two results. Measured over lifetime of drug use, 3% of ideals shared needles for half or more episodes of injections, and 61% occasionally shared them. Measured in the last 30 days, only 10% of ideals had ever shared needles. This could be due to the Chinese government intervention among drug users. Chinese government provide free needle exchange program and provide methadone-minute treatment. Now, here is SES characteristics among non-injectors and injectors. Now, compare with ideals, non-ideals were more likely to be young, of minority ethnicities, have a lower education, and be employed. So this is the statistic per se, nothing. Now here's the result. I just made conclusions here for out of the table. Then we look at sexual risks between the two groups. 42% of non-ideals and 33% of ideals had multiple sexual partners in the past 12 months. About half of ideals and non-ideals engaging concurrent sexual partners, meaning they had sexual partners which overlay at time. A considerable proportion of non-ideals and ideals reported having conventional sexual partners, about 23, between 20 and 24%. And a sex partner who were non-ideals and having used club drug. Club drug includes mainly the methamphetamine, about 30% or 80% in the two groups. And common use was low in both groups. Only 48% of non-ideals and 42% of ideals consistently use condoms with non-regular partners. And 24% of non-ideals and 27% of ideals consistently use them with regular partners. And you can see that both groups engage in high sexual risk, They had sex with non-regular partners, but the condom use was very low. Then we did sub-analysis among drug users who had commercial sex partners. For those engaged in commercial sex, a large proportion of non-IDs and IDs reported having multiple sexual partners in the past 12 months, and sex partners who were non-IDs, sex partners who were IDs, and non-regular sex partners. Then we look at drug users who use methamphetamine and look at their risk factors. A considerable proportion of non-IDs and IDs reported having multiple sex partners in the past 12 months. The sex partners who were IDs and sex partners who were non-IDs and non-regular sex partners. As you know, people who use methamphetamine are more likely to have sex with others. So our study demonstrates that the Chinese government, Chinese policy on harm reduction might reduce parental risk, drug-related risk. However, because harm reduction program do not include components of behavioral intervention, drug use may continue to engage in risk sexual behaviors, and the generalization of the HIV epidemic from high-risk group, especially among drug users or sex workers, could be transmitted to the general population, and this transmission could be driven by these young drug users who had higher sexual risk. And reducing sexual transmission of HIV among both IDs and IDs, non-IDs, is the next major challenge for HIV intervention among drug users in China. Now, this is my research team. I want to thank all our staff from the Yunnan Institute of Drug Users who participated in study, and also I want to acknowledge the participants who were willing to give their time to provide study data. Thank you. I don't, but I cannot remember. I did. Actually, this study is part of our social network study. We define subjects, support network, and sex network, and drug use network. We calculate the size of the three different networks. In this study, I didn't report the other one. Yeah, we did have that data.